The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. It is Open Phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, always an interesting time here, and Michael Shaw joins me. Hello, Michael. What's going on in your world, huh?
Well, things are going really smoothly. I hope everything's great with you. But what caught my attention was this new discussion on the South Stage overpass, underpass exchange that they want to put in. And I remember back when they were doing exit 27, what, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was, we were told that at that time, anything over South Stage was undoable, unfeasible, would never happen.
That's right.
Now we're being told, well, we're going to spend $320 million or whatever it is to do what we told you we could never do before.
Oh! So you noticed this reversal. This is what I remember how it was explained to me by the PIO, Gary Leeming, PIO over at ODOT at that time. And what he explained to me is that it was ODOT's, and I'm going to use this term, and you can throw up in your mouth a little bit, okay? It's Oregon Department of Transportation's policy, right? The policy.
Yep.
That every existing intersection is to be improved before you end up adding anything, any additional intersections. That is the policy of Oregon Department of Transportation. It's not law. It's just their policy, which has the effect of law, kind of like climate-friendly, equitable communities, too. So there we go. And so they had to destroy Exit 27, and then we didn't really need Exit 27 redone, in my view. And I think you were kind of agreeing with me on that. What we needed was something down there by South Stage. That's really where all the big traffic was really going, right? Kind of where you're going?
Yeah, well, when they redid Exit 27, it was stupid because they changed the whole direction of it. Exit 27 used to be right there at Barnett on an off-ramp right there next to the Winco Plaza and everything else.
That's right.
They decided that that wasn't proper, so they changed it so it goes over Garfield there, Highland Garfield Road. And now to get to the area which is by Winco, you have to go over and then back up and around and down and other things.
Oh, yeah, you have to overshoot it and then come back toward it if you're trying to go there. Yeah, that's what they did.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if they had simply maybe improved the old Exit 27, maybe widening on-ramps and off-ramps and things like that and stabilizing the bridge, which had to be rebuilt, I understand that that bridge was actually trouble. If they had just redone those things, then put the rest of the money at that time into South Stage, we wouldn't be sitting here 10, 12, 14 years later doing exactly what they said we couldn't do.
Well, this is why you'll never run Oregon Department of Transportation, because you're actually thinking sensibly, Michael, okay?
Well, I'm sorry if I'm logical. You know, I'm a Virgo, that's what we roll.
Yeah, well, you know, logic is, well, you know, by the way, if you're a Virgo, you said, right? Virgo?
That's correct.
Yeah, I once read in a book that Virgos make good bus drivers. Have you ever been a good bus driver? I'm just having fun with you.
I haven't heard that, but you know, it could be, because we do things in routine, so I can run around.
I'm just having fun with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. You be well. Thanks, Michael. 770-563-3770-KMED. Open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and so much more to dig into. And we'll be right back. This is the Bill Myers Show, and we got great people to deal with.
Hi, it's Scuba Steve with Bicoastal Media and KMED. Today I'm chatting with Mind the Building.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Myers Show.
By the way, going back on Buffy's article in the Rogue Valley Times today, Buffy Pollock, and going into the U.S. Postal Service problems, how long does it actually take if you're trying to send mail from Grants Pass to Grants Pass across the street, or from Medford to Medford, or just to Ashland to Medford, or whatever it is, how long does it really take now? Because I just don't send much mail out, all right? Just love to know. How bad is it? As the Postal Service says, hey, we're actually okay.
Or we're trying. We're aware of it. It's going to be the Deliver America Act. We'll fix it. I don't know.
Gene's here. Hey, Gene. Go ahead. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Take it away.
Okay. As for that one about Goodwin.
Yeah.
I file that Goodwin's posters as soon as I get them. And since my bell's in, I'm not going to get that. So I don't get the joke.
Oh, you don't? Oh, the what the joke about?
I don't get to read the joke.
Oh, the hit piece. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just kind of laugh. Well, I'll talk with Noel Robinson next hour about that. He is going to come out of his compound because he has a mysterious compound, right? And which means it's supposed to be in scary air quotes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if they took pictures of property along the way, because I could have swore there was one plane that I was waiting to hit my woods.
Huh?
It's so damn low, and all of y'all, they've got pictures of people's property that isn't Robinson.
Well, I know that according to one person in the know who checked the OrStar, that friends of Vicky Vicky Breeze Iverson, the former state rep that is put out the hit piece there. They spent about $10,000 for it, so I guess that would have paid for an airplane if that was the case. I don't know. It's an interesting question there. Let me go to line two. Thank you very much, Gene. Let's go to line two. Hi, you're on. This is Bill. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. Tom here. Hey, I have two questions. One about 113 and nonpartisan judges. On 113, could any citizen have put an anti-argument against it, or was it just upon the Republican Party? My question, and I'm wondering if there was anybody like you or me or somebody could have put up an argument.
Oh, yeah, we could have put up an argument at all, but you would have thought that of all the people who would have made an anti-argument, it would have been the party that was actually being targeted by the unions in Measure 113,
so,
right?
If that's a situation, why didn't, like, say, Herman or someone else in the know up at the top there submit their counter-argument? Did somebody drop the ball? Did the Republicans not know what was going on?
I can't explain that right now. It's going back on history. The thing is, though, is that it's expensive. You know, it's like I spent $800 putting out putting arguments in the voters' pamphlet this time. It's not cheap.
So how much do you think on the state level would they charge for somebody to put in a counter argument?
I'm
trying to figure out why it happened.
Yeah, well, I think it happened, and I don't think Herman was actually in the leadership at that point in time. And maybe he did. Maybe he did put an argument in Joe County. I'm just talking about the Jackson County one, but I know that there was nothing put in there. And you're right. Normal people could have, regular citizens could have put it in there, but that they did not, probably thinking that they didn't have to, because you'd figure the party, supposedly trying to protect the party's people, would have done it.
People in the party would have had to know what was coming down, and if the party would not put it in, I would think someone in the Republican Party would have stepped up to the plate and say, well, people need to know about this. I'm just wondering how the ball got dropped in such a critical situation, because now...
Well, I think the way the ball... Well, I can't explain why people like you and I probably didn't think we had to, right? You know, plus it's expensive. It's expensive to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know the thing was even in motion. Okay, the second question, this whole business about nonpartisanship election of judges, that seems so crazy. Is that also on the state level, and could Jackson County by itself say, yeah, we have to know which way the judges lean, so we're going to have partisan election of judges? What's the scoop there?
I don't know. You have posed a very interesting question, and I will try to find out. And I don't think there's anything in the law that prohibits us having partisan judge elections. And this may be something maybe in the state level. At the state level, they require it. It could be in the Constitution. I can't answer it completely right now.
That came up yesterday at a discussion group, and I thought it was a very key question, because it basically allowed the communists to take over our judicial system.
Indeed. Thank you, Tom. It's an extra good question. Okay, let me go to line three. Hi, good morning. Is this Holly? I think. I think it's Holly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
And to that gentleman's point, he's 100% right. The Republican Party should have stepped up, and that was a good learning experience for all of us. I'm with the Republican Party in Josephine County, and, you know, they're so great at marketing things like 113. It makes it sound like it's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the biggest learning experience ever. That'll never happen again. That
I think the reason why we're seeing so many anti-17-116s and anti-15-224, 225, 226 in Jackson County is that people
because
figured out.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we got really burned on Measure 113. You know, and I guess thinking that people would see through the fraud promoted by the Uniparty lefties up in Salem, right? I think that was it. So. Anything else you wanted to mention?
They're good at marketing. They're mm-hmm. good at marketing their ideas. They're great at it. But what I really called in about is that, you know, we all received a hit piece against Noah Robinson put out by Vicky Greece-Iverson, who was the former caucus leader. What a shocking, piece of one from one Republican to another. Speaks of desperation, and it just makes me, I'm somewhere between wanting to cry and throw up. You know,
no, I would not cry. Well, I would actually cry for truth and justice in the Republican Party, because I've been saying now for quite some time, and it pains me to say so, that what is good for the Republican caucus, which is completely consumed and dances to the corrupt tune of the lobbies, right? What's good for the caucus in the state legislature and all the members of the caucus is bad for the voters.
Okay. And you know what? The thing is, it's a culture, Bill. They've developed a culture up there, and they are all feel like they're doing the right thing. These are not people that you would sit down and they know that they're doing the wrong thing. They've gotten together and they're all patting each other back and self-congratulating for a lot of the wrong things, to the point that they don't even realize that the culture that they're building is counterintuitive to what we need in Oregon.
Well, yeah, the caucus is essentially into the battered wife syndrome Republican. That's what they want. You know, the battered wife syndrome in which you you vote to go along with the people who hate you because you don't know any other way to be. Well, we'll talk with Noah about that next hour. I wouldn't cry about it. My main thing is that, you know, to me, it is just so outrageous that what astounds me about Vicky Breeze-Iverson is that she obviously thinks that voters in Southwest Oregon are incredibly stupid, okay? It's kind of
but
insulting,
you don't go after
really.
A damn family. I mean, yeah. You have the most principled family. I've never seen a more principled family than the Robinson group, and they go after the family. Disgusting.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Vicky or Icky, as I hear some people call it, Icky Breeze-Iverson, is... they probably could have gotten away with this hit piece on someone who was an unknown, but I think that you know, the family is too well known in Southwest Oregon to pull that up. But we'll see. I just don't know. But I was laughing at it yesterday. So, I can't believe they're going there. But thanks for the call, Holly. We'll talk with Noah here in a little bit. And let me go to line four. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is Jerry.
Jerry, the bull. How are you? Go ahead.
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Hey. You asked a moment ago about mail, and overall, I don't have any complaints on mail. Occasionally, well, we do mail things. We do use the mail system. We do mails, write checks and so forth, and send them through the mail. Anyway, I just heard a story from my better half that she. Was written a check by a customer in Josephine County, probably in the past couple months. And a week later, they asked her if she had received it because she was meeting with him again, and she had not received it.
Oh.
It used to be, and I believe still is the case, that on certain days of the week, like Saturday, if you mail something, it gets shipped off to Eugene, and then sent back here to Southern Oregon. If you're just mailing it within Medford or the Jackson County or Josephine County area.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they wrote her another check because she hadn't received it, and they just canceled the other check.
Wow. So more than 7 days to go across town or to go across county. Okay.
Across county.
You know something? You know something here, Jerry the Bull? What we got to come up with is the Pony Express here to replace the post office. We'll digress. Let's go back to the Pony Express. You could probably ride the pony from Josephine County to Medford faster than you could actually drop it in the postal service, huh?
Well, you know, Bill, it's interesting you bring that up. I indirectly was listening to a YouTube video, and I discovered that the person who created this video believes that people who don't use online banking are relics. So, Bill, I'm sort of a relic because I've never used online banking.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I don't think you're a relic at all. I know that there is a lot of push of this, but my main thing is that I remember one of the reasons I decided to get my my online mortgage paid online, you know, doing it rather than writing a check, which I had been doing for a long time, is that I was getting some bad service out of the Postal Service. It wasn't getting there in time. I would mail it 3-4 days ahead thinking that I was going to make it and that it wouldn't make it on the deadline. And so it would come in later. Right. So I just said, okay, I'm just going to fix this. And I've done that. And it's sort of a negative feedback loop, I guess. Thank you, Jerry the Bull. Let me go to line one. Hi, KMD, KCMD. This is Bill.
Hello.
Okay, didn't we just have you on?
Yeah, but you didn't let me finish getting my point in.
Well, that's why you normally have to get your first important point in first, Gene, okay? I'll give you just a couple of seconds. Go ahead, but I got to go, all right?
Okay, and in reality, it is the Caucasian, which is also referred to as white, but I prefer Caucasian.
Caucasian.
As being the impressed.
Oh, the oppressed right now. Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. Because anybody can bash Whitey all day. And then how can the oppressor be the person that everyone's allowed to bash all day and nobody can do anything about? Good point. All right, let me go to line two and make sure we wrap that up. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, Bill, it's Cliff.
Cliff, fire away.
Comment on the man who just called before the lady there.
Yes.
I have a neighbor who works at the USPS processing center on Sage Road, and a couple months back, and this is part of the Postmaster General's big plan, mm-hmm. is they took all the processing machines, except for a small amount, out of Medford, and it's went to Portland, and all our mail now is processed in Portland.
And think about votes being dropped in Portland. What could go wrong?
Yeah, I know. So, you know, and then as an example, someone in Medford sent me a letter, and it took 8 days to go up and come back.
8 days. Wow.
Yeah, and that's the Medford Processing Center processed pretty much everything in Southern Oregon here. Coast, Klamath Falls, you know, a big area.
Appreciate the take on that. 8 days, that doesn't bode well, does it?
No, and especially when it's a check.
Yeah, especially when it's a check, right. Thanks for the call, Cliff. I had Sam just write me this morning, and because I asked him about that. Different Sam. Okay. Female Sam says, I might just have bad luck. 12 days for first-class mail from the Illinois Valley to McGill, Nevada. Often 10 days to the East Coast. 12 days to Nevada. Wow. You know, Sam, I think we're just going to have to bring back the Pony Express. It would probably be cheaper, too. All right. We could call. Hey, there we go. We could call it Sustainable Postal Service, right? With, you know, it's organic. You got the horse and it's organic. And you know, then they go to the bathroom and they fertilize as they're going down the highway.
The McPherson Agency and Farmers Insurance are known for helping with auto and home insurance needs, but we can also help with many business, bonding, and life insurance options. Hi, it's Megan McPherson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. My team and I would love the opportunity to offer a comprehensive review of your current policies. Give our office a call at 541-776-0673 or stop by our office. A straightforward and personalized approach is what you'll get when you choose me, Megan McPherson, as your local Farmers Insurance agent.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew, I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dot fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
Lamont here from Orley Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills? Just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orley Stoves and Spas. Orley's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orley's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orley's is Southern Oregon's largest Cal Spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orley's Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Well, you know it's Orley's Stoves and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friends.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
It's always a crazy morning just trying to work through the absurdity of it. I know you're doing the same thing. We're all together.
We're all together in clown world.
Let me go to line one. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, Bill, it's Cliff again. Oh. One other thing I forgot to mention.
What's that, Cliff?
Is my mail carrier, I live in Central Point, my mail carrier and the person who works down there at the processing center is when they took out all those machines, processing machines down there, they have made room to pull 80 mail carriers in the valley here, and that's where they're going to be delivering mail, start the delivery of mail from. So they're essentially, the mail carriers are not going to be in Talent, Phoenix, Ashland, Central Point, wherever.
What is it going to be, going back to more mail hives, or actually having to go to the post office? I'm not understanding.
Okay, my mail carrier works out of the Central Point office, the post office.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we know that. Nice brick building. Sure. Great.
Okay. So he's going to be working out of the processing center there on Sage Road.
Okay.
Yeah, they did a major remodel or whatever, just made room. So
now, why would they take them out of the post office itself?
I'm not sure. It's part of the big reorganization plan that the Postal Service is going through.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, with 10 and 12-day delivery times there, I guess they must be successful, because, once again, it is a quasi-government program.
Right.
All right. Right. All right. Thank you for the clarification on that, Cliff. It's 7:35. Coming up, we're going to shift gears for a little bit to something different, kind of a health segment here. And it's going to be with Zen Honeycutt. Zen Honeycutt is executive director of a nonprofit known as Moms Across America. And this has to do about California and some other states are banning cancer-causing ingredients in some snacks and candies. Now, I haven't really kept abreast of this story, but we'll talk with Zen about that and see what's going on, and maybe Oregon's going to be doing this too, and what kind of cancer-causing chemicals do we have in some of the snacks. I don't know. We'll find out.
One of each. Forte VIN, 785-766 MSRP, 21645, 3500 due. Sol VIN, 237299 MSRP, 22140, 3500 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer. Plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. N6224.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in, no matter the make, model, or mileage. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice. Just $149 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click Kia Medford.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has a warning for longtime American ally Israel. He says he's withholding certain U.S. weaponry should Israel launch a ground offensive against Hamas in Rafah. Forecasters warn of the possibility of more violent weather today across parts of the South and the Midwest. Two people were killed in Tennessee, one in North Carolina, following powerful storms yesterday. Tornadoes and suspected tornadoes cut a path of destruction across a wide area. House Republicans have passed a bill to add a citizenship question to the 2030 census. Not a single Democrat voted yes on that bill. Marjorie Taylor Greene's attempt to oust Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House has failed. Democrats and many Republicans oppose the effort to oust Johnson from the speakership. On Wall Street, the Dow up 153 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Who'll Stop the Rain is a classic 1970 hit from Creedence Clearwater that reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. While Millett Construction doesn't know the answer to John Fogerty's question, they do know how to fix your home's foundation if moisture is making it unstable. So don't worry about clouds of mystery pouring confusion on the ground. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com for a free consultation.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Hi, I'm Corey with Patriot Electric, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
20 before 8, kind of a healthy section or segment we're going to do here right now with Zen Honeycutt. Zen Honeycutt is the founding executive director of the nonprofit Moms Across America, a national coalition of unstoppable moms. I like that motto, though, empower moms, healthy kids. How you doing, Zen? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm taking a look here at your bio. It's pretty extensive here. Let's see. And you're the author of Unstoppable. And what was the basic take of Unstoppable, if you don't mind? Give us a, a thumbnail sketch.
It's my story. It's my story in starting Moms Across America, which is a nonprofit, and you're realizing that the GMOs and glyphosate and the toxins in the food supply were contributing to my three children's allergies, autism, autoimmune issues, asthma, and learning about the food supply from farmers, doctors, scientists, researchers, and lawyers. I included their information in this book. So it's really a community effort. Mm-hmm. And then how I went about transforming the food supply and health in America and beyond with a large group of women from all across the country and now around the world. So it's an exciting story about the food supply, essentially.
All right. Now, being a man married to a strong woman, the idea of having a lot of strong women PO'd at me is not really... enjoyable. So I imagine you use the pressure, use the social pressure.
Absolutely. Well, we asked the legislators, would it make a difference if a bunch of moms joined into 4th of July parades with their families to raise awareness about labeling GMOs and glyphosate and all that? Would it matter? And the legislators said, oh, yeah, the legislators are more afraid of moms than any other grassroots group out there.
That's pretty interesting.
So,
all right.
It does make a difference, us to speak up.
Well, I know that that one of your success stories was that at one point, I guess you got Costco to take Roundup off of the shelves there. And they must have changed that. Yeah. Did that go away? Because I could swear you can still buy Roundup there now.
Well, they're not supposed to be selling it there anymore. It was a couple years ago that they said that they would discontinue selling it. Some stores might still have some left. Do you know what I mean? They might not be restocking it, but there might be some left. But I haven't seen any in Costco's around me for a long time. You might be thinking of Home Depot or Lowe's where they might still be selling it there, but they're also not supposed to be selling it as of this past year.
Got it.
So all retail stores, they were supposed to stop selling Roundup to, you know, backyard gardeners and things like that.
Zen, I wanted to talk with you about the latest agenda, and this seems that there's a focus on snack foods and that some cancer-causing ingredients in various snacks and candies. Now, I do have some candy every now and then, and don't do a lot of snacking, but you know, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. So what kind of ingredients are some states starting to focus on and maybe, you know, giving the stink eye to and banning it?
Yeah, well, California and seven other states are following suit. But California has banned brominated vegetable oil, or BVO, and the FDA has actually said that they are going to do a federal ban on that as well. It's banned in Europe and Japan, and that's brominated vegetable oil. It's used in citrus drinks to, like, make sure that the citrus doesn't separate.
Oh.
It's also potassium bromate, polypropylparaben, titanium dioxide, red food dye number 3, which the FDA has banned in cosmetics but not food because it has been shown to cause cancer in animals. But it's not banned in foods yet. Yellow dye 6 and blue dye 2. Those are all the ones that are going to be banned by 2027 in California, and seven other states are following suit. So we are excited about that, but we really think this should be a federal effort and a federal ban because it's just too confusing for manufacturers one state or the other, and it's not safe for consumers.
Yeah.
It's not safe for us.
Now, titanium dioxide, when you hear titanium is a great ingredient if you're getting a knee replacement, okay? I get that. But the purpose, I guess, of titanium dioxide, I never realized was actually a colorant in cosmetics, and or does it get used in food? I've never heard of that.
Yes,
part.
It does get used in food. Look at the labels for pickles.
Pickles?
Read the labels, and it may be in pickles, it's more of like a yellowish color.
Oh, titanium dioxide in my pickles. Okay. Now, see, I do eat pickles. See, now you're going to make me look at the labels. I guess that's the whole idea, right, Zen?
Here's the thing, Bill. Yeah, we got to look at the labels for everything we're eating. And if you don't understand what it is, it might not be good for you. So it's better to be able to buy ingredients that are whole as much as possible. You know, we don't love sugar because it could be from GMO sugar beets, which are sprayed with glyphosate as a drying agent, or sugar canes that are sprayed with glyphosate as a drying agent. But at least you understand that it says sugar. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you understand that ingredient, flour, eggs, milk, those types of things. But when you start seeing long, convoluted names, things that your grandmother would not have eaten, you want to steer away from those as much as possible as a general rule of thumb.
Are we getting better on the overall mechanized food ingredients, or worse? How would you judge us? Because, you know, we really started going into more processed foods. I want to say back when I was a kid, 1970s or so was really the beginning of the rise of that. How would you call it?
Well, I was excited that companies like General Mills were supporting regenerative organic farming with Annie's Organic, you know, macaroni and cheese, and they had a whole regenerative organic packaging and, you know, promotion on that. But then they took that away and they just went back and said, no, we're just, the consumers didn't want, you know, so much information. So then they put
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right. General Mills actually tried to pass this off that, well, we don't want to go here because the consumer doesn't want to know.
Yes. Yes. That's what was said from a representative at a Natural Products Expo show. And then they come out with a cereal called Trix Loaded Cereal. It's a red food dye and food and blue food dye wheat cereal with all kinds of other things in there and with dyes. And the inside the cereal is a frosting for breakfast. So we tested that and we found, I mean, not only has the food dyes, which are, you know, carcinogenic, but it also has heavy metals. It has glyphosate. It has all kinds of 8 different pesticides.
Well, doesn't just about everything have glyphosate in it right now in the food chain because there has been so much Roundup used over the decades? Honestly.
Yes, yes, we're finding it in practically everything we're testing. For instance, every single sample of 42 fast food samples we tested had glyphosate in it, mm-hmm. every single one, and heavy metals as well. So we have a toxic problem. So I want to say we were hoping it was getting better. Some companies have tried to get better, but then it seems like they take this 2 or 3 or 12 step back sort of thing because everybody's trying to make money. And so they're using the cheapest ingredients possible. They're getting trying to get away with as much as possible. And this is why, as much as I believe in a very staunch supporter in personal freedoms, we can't have just corporations doing whatever the heck they want. We have to have regulations. Otherwise, they will just straight up put poison in the food because it's cheaper than what they're making out in Europe. To be clear, all those dyes and chemicals that I just mentioned, they're banned in Europe. They're banned in Japan. They're not banned here.
And now, when you say they're banned there, and I mean, that sounds really scary, right? You know, they ban them in other countries and we let them fly here. The point is, though, how do they actually judge whether I'm trying to be fair about this, and how do they actually judge if something is carcinogenic? Because just about anything, if you throw enough of it into something,
That's a great question.
Is potentially a problem.
I want to finish that thought. Those foods are banned in those countries, and so those food manufacturers are making those same foods for those countries there without those chemicals in it. They're only making them here in our country with those chemicals in it because it's cheaper. And those chemicals have gone through animal studies, many of them long-term animal studies. And for instance, red food dye was shown to cause cancer in animals. There's numerous studies showing this, and evidence shows that red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6 can cause cancer. They definitely cause hyperactivity. Blue 1 also causes hyperactivity. Yellow 5 is – so there's evidence to show from animal studies that these food dyes and many of these chemicals based on petroleum, they're derived from petroleum, can cause hyperactivity. I know a father whose son punched holes in walls. For some reason, it seemed like every Friday this kid was punching holes in walls. And then they realized it was because grandma was coming over, babysitting, and letting him have a red strawberry shortcake ice cream from the food truck with red food dye in it.
Yep.
And
okay.
He would punch holes in the walls. And when he stopped doing that, that stopped happening. So there's hyperactivity, there's cancer, there's behavioral issues, inflammation, and there are numerous animal studies. You can look those up to see that this is the case. And that's why these countries have banned these ingredients in other in their foods in their country.
Zen Honeycutt, once again, and Moms Across America is the website, the organization, 501c3 nonprofit. And I don't know if you realize at Jackson County, where I'm broadcasting from right now in Oregon, we're a GMO-free county. Did you know that?
Yes, I love that. I've been there. I love that you guys did that.
Well, something I wanted to just mention, though, I was reading an article in Epoch Times, the Epoch Times, and they were talking about a new tomato being marketed out there called the purple tomato. And it's supposedly, I don't have it in front of me, probably should have got that, but have you heard about this one? Because They're talking about trying to get gardeners to get into GMO crops because it's a purple tomato that has more of a chemical good for the human body. And I forget which one it is actually. And
I have heard about that. And guess what? Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, who sponsored Moms Across America for many years, and throws wonderful events in Santa Rosa and in the Midwest. They have purple potatoes that are heirloom potatoes that are naturally very high in antioxidants.
Yeah.
And that's why they genetically modified, these potatoes and purple potatoes, because they already are naturally high in antioxidants. They're taking foods that are already high in that thing. They're genetically manipulating them just a little bit to just change it a little, just enough so that they can patent it. And then they can have that technology as their technology. They can basically, they're now like owning that type of food.
So yeah, they own it then.
Completely unnecessary.
Yeah, well, they're doing this to the it's a tomato actually. And I guess because the antioxidants or the good chemicals are not just in the skin, which is what it is for a normal good tomato.
Yes.
But they're trying to get it all within the flesh there, too. And so
Did I say potato?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant tomato.
Oh, you did mean tomato. Okay. Oh, all right. Good. So we're on
They have purple tomatoes. Yes. I'm so sorry. And it's completely unnecessary. And my suspicion is that they're just trying to get GMOs into the hands of gardeners so that people will be more accepting of this. They've done this in schools in Japan. They put these GMO tomato seeds, they give them out for free to children in schools, especially children that are disabled. And they get them to grow these GMO tomatoes in school so that the kids go home and tell their parents, oh, this is what I did. And it creates acceptance in the home and in their own. Yeah. So I'm not okay with this. So many GMOs have not been shown to be safe for human consumption. They've shown to cause inflammation. There's been tumors in rats, all kinds of things. We are not in favor of GMOs being brought into your backyard garden and, the unintended consequences being, just unknown and uncontrollable.
What would you think about maybe trying to condition Americans just to have food not be quite so colorful? Wouldn't that be helpful when you talk about all of these foods that seem to cause problems? And I've read research that you're talking about with hyperactivity and other things for some sensitive children with food products out there that are going on. Could we actually eat food that didn't, look like it was bright, 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 bright red? It seems like red's the really big one.
There are natural food dyes. There are many foods, like beets can create a beautiful rosy color. And there's many different types of food dyes. I go to a restaurant locally here that has cakes that are like pastel colors, right? And they're all natural colorings. So it's absolutely possible. And like I said, they do this in Europe. They do it in Japan. And they can do it here. There just has to be policy and regulation to require them to do that. And we're on the way of doing that. And what people can do is to contact your senators and your representatives to let them know you want a safe, non-toxic, nutrient-dense food supply. And that means foods that are higher in nutrients than they are in glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, and food dyes. It's just unacceptable. We have a toxic food supply right now, and our health, our mental health, and our physical health, and our reproductive health are all in crisis because the FDA is not regulating the way that they should be. So it's time for that to happen.
You hear about these kind of stories, and then people will talk about vaccine issues potentially. Yeah, we certainly know about that.
Yes.
And then it seems like they want to look at everything except the food supply. Am I off base by thinking that? It's like, it couldn't be the COVID vaccine is what they said over the last 2-3 years. Well, it couldn't be the food, right? Could it?
Right.
Do you experience that, or is that starting to fall away in your view?
Oh, no, absolutely. We just went to Washington last week and met with 10 senators and representatives and the FDA. And we sat in front of senators, some senators' aides that were very receptive, and other ones were just sort of, one said, I'm just flummoxed. I just don't know what to do, or I'd never heard about this before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that this was such a problem with the food supply. They really are, most people in America are not aware of the toxicity of what's going on with the food supply. And most people don't want to be because they just want to be able to eat whatever they want. It's convenient. I mean, me too. If it's fast, easy, cheap, and tasty, most people have this thing, which I call the disease of ease, and they just want that accessibility to that easy food. There's fast food places all across America. I've driven across the country 6 times. There are more fast food restaurants than anything else in America. And we have a serious, you know, food toxicity problem that's contributing to all these health issues. So it's time for this to be cleaned up. And that's why my mission has for 12 years has been to transform the food supply and health in America and beyond. And what my personal commitment is to empower community leaders to be global game changers in making this happen. And this is why we have our Moms Connect calls on Monday nights, and we have newsletters with actions and solutions. You know, we don't just bring the problems to people. And we appreciate when people, you know, come on our Moms Connect calls and support us and get my book and get involved. That's what needs to happen right now, is people saying, I'm the one that's going to do something about this. You know, you and you and you and you and you and all of us together will make this happen.
And maybe a good agenda would be to encourage people to cook, to actually prepare more foods themselves. That could be helpful, wouldn't
it? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And we welcome guest bloggers with recipes and with ideas on how to do that. We have people on our calls as well that support that. My recommendation is getting an Instapot and a slow cooker. And you have the slow cooker, you put the stew on or the food on in the morning so that it's ready by night, or you have an Instapot where when you get home within 20 minutes, you've got, you know, rice and beans or potatoes or something, like, because you can cook more quickly and buy in bulk and also cook on Sunday. I spend my Sunday afternoon cooking at least 3 or 4 different meals so that we have it all ready for the week.
I'll bet you do. I know that, I'm a member of Costco. I'll go in there. And there are times I'm not shaming or anything like that, but there will be times in which I'll see the family come out and, you know, the mom's huge and fat, the dad's huge and fat, the kids are all fat and not looking, you know, all that great. And they're pushing a massive cart, one of the orange carts filled with, you know, here's the multiple Asian bowls and there's this prepared bowl and there's this, that, and the other. And, 500 feet of fruit roll up, you know, and all the other things that I'm thinking there could be a connection with, some of this with lifestyle and what we're shoving in our gut there. OK.
Yeah. And the snacks that are all going to be banned, if not banned, but the ingredients will be banned. And these snacks, they'll have to change their ingredients or they will be banned, are things like Oreos, M&Ms, Trix, Fruit Loops, Cheetos, Swedish Fish, you know, Easter Peeps. It's a lot. It's probably most candies and colorful cereals. So I'm very excited about this because the manufacturers are going to have to change their ingredients. And in the meantime, they're probably, you know, I'm hoping that they will also be taking a look at heavy metals and pesticides and just clean up their act. Now's the time to clean it up.
All right. Zen Honeycutt, once again, Moms Across America. Find out more. You can join and check out the issue at momsacrossamerica.com. Pretty simple thing. And I appreciate it. We'll have to have you back. I haven't talked much about this kind of stuff, but it kind of piques my interest, all right? Something a little bit off the...
We've got more food testing coming out on baby formula, gluten-free food, Girl Scout cookies, so I'll be back with more information if you'll have me.
All right. Well, instead of having baby food, how about breastfeeding? You good with that?
Yes, please do. And human breast milk bank.
All right.
If you can.
Okay, thanks again.
All right, take care.
Okay, thank you, Zen. It's Shade Before 8, KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass, Translator K294, AS, Ashland.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speed.